And now we're going to have you, Joel, work on your team's market analysis for your lemonade stand at this point. And that's the second cornerstone of a business, as we remember, is the market analysis. And so that's where you have to, you've already developed your market summary. You've provided your industry background information. And now you need to work on your customer, your competitor profile. And you'll need to conduct some research. And you can look at how he has conducted his research, put your model into your lemonade stand and how you're going to. Mr. Simcox, you have the examples of that. So we'll give you the customer research sheet that you can have, take with you. And you don't want to lose this, because if you're going to do your own customer market analysis and customer research, this is a nice tool to have. It has it all organized for you. You just make copies of it, and as you're going through the process, you just fill in the blanks of what you want to do. Okay, and so as you're now going back to your groups and expanding on your business, remember Oscar and David. Remember what we learned from that. So when you're doing how you're going to analyze your market, make sure you're thinking about long term and how you're going to fit into that. And then also, let's see, in your handbook, your workbook, here's market analysis. We have the questions, identifying resources, networks of people, professional, community. You want to identify those as you're doing your analysis. And then you can practice the market analysis basics here on page 15. And then you can go through and fill out your customer market analysis on your lemonade stand as found on page 16. You all see where those are? And you can, as part of the process, you can turn the next page, because on every one of these, the next page has yours. And that's eventually we're going to start working on that. After you've worked on the lemonade stand, then you're going to work on your own. So you can be, every time you're working on this, you can be thinking, how does this apply to what I'm thinking about doing? What impact would that principle have on what I'm wanting to accomplish? And so then we're gonna separate and have you work on that until about 10 to 3? Does that give you enough time? Was the last time about the right amount of time for you to get in there, get it done, and come here? Okay. And then after you come back, we'll have a short 5-minute break. So be back for your break and for the water and the, whose cookies is it?
Colorado Cookie Company. The cookies are to die for, I'll warn you.
Here you go.
And I do need to say that the ice cream was provided by Sister Reynolds and the triple berry. And it looks like we got enough for tomorrow's lunch, so get hungry.
It was delicious. Thank you, the Reynolds Company, for providing ice cream for all of us. Yes, Matt.
Can you tell us real briefly, once again, what exactly we're expected to have in the next 25 minutes?
Yes,
to work on?
Yes, I can.
Because it looks like page 14, is that for our own personal, that's not necessarily for right now, right?
You're on 16, we're on 16. That's what you're to come back with. Page 16. 17 is for your version of that, but we're not going to go into that. I'm just telling you to look at
right.
Page 14. Yes, but page 14 is part of the process. And you can use that as the model and have that in your analysis, where you can say, you know, as, I can't think of some of your names. What are some of your lemonade names?
Luscious Licking.
Bucker Up, what was it? Luscious Lips? As Luscious Lips, whatever it is, we have a personal network that they manage all the sporting events in Denver. And they like our product, and we know Susan, and she's the one that coordinates and says who the vendors are. That's what we mean by that personal network. Because people have a big impact on what we can and can't do, typically. And contacts are invaluable. And then you go to my professional network. We have, you can list those, whatever you choose those to be. Someone that has a truck that will haul your products around at a low cost, or whatever your personal professional network will bring to you. Community network. That's what this means. Okay. That answer your question and any others that you have on how we're going to go on to fill out your analysis on page 16. Okay, so let's go.
Are we using this last
sheet? That's a model for market surveys.
It says interview evaluation.
Yes, that's both. It's an evaluation and an interview model. Because you have to put down your own questions for your business, then that's how you evaluate what you did.